time. Now, my little beta girl, it's time to train you. It's time to give you a little bit of beta girl sex ed. Oh yes, little beta girl. And of course, you already know that you are a beta girl. I mean, otherwise you wouldn't be here listening to me right now. And I'm also sure that you instinctively understand that your sexuality as a beta girl is different from the sexuality of a real woman. And yet, nobody ever gave you real beta girl sex ed. Now did they? No. You got the sex ed for real women. You never were a real woman. And you will never be a real woman. You know you are a little beta girl. And that is okay, little beta girl. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being a beta girl. As a matter of fact, you are playing an important role in the sexuality of alpha man. Because, while it is of course true that as a beta girl, you will never be able to sexually satisfy me, or sexually satisfy any alpha man for that matter, you can still be a good little cuck. You can enhance the pleasure of your alpha by suffering arousal and denial and frustration like a good little cucky beta girl, because you understand that it makes your alpha sex life so much better when he is out and having sex and knows that you are at home, teasing yourself for him, suffering frustration and denial for him, sinking into heat while you're at home and cucked, so that he can enjoy his sex more. Oh yes, little beta girl, that's your place. You will never be a part of the sex of your alpha, but you can still contribute to it by quietly suffering frustration and denial to make his sex more arousing, more enjoyable by your denial, by surrendering your own sexuality to your alpha. And accepting that as a little beta girl, you exist to be horny, to be in heat, and to be constantly orgasm denied for your alpha, to suffer for your alpha, to suffer constant heat and need and arousal, and tease yourself for your alpha. For his pleasure, because you know that that's your place as a little beta girl. You never get fucked, you only get cucked. And isn't it wonderful, little beta girl, that you can contribute your frustration, your denial, to the pleasure and enjoyment of an alpha man, never coming, never being fucked, only always carrying this arousal, this need, this heat and frustration, just for your alpha, because you are a good, obedient, submissive little beta girl for your alpha. You want to serve your alpha. You want to give your alpha the pleasure of knowing that he has a denied and horny beta girl suffering for his pleasure, for his enjoyment, while he is having sex with real women. And doesn't that sound perfect, little beta girl? Doesn't that sound like the perfect sexuality for you? Well, of course it does, because you are a little beta girl. And that is your sexuality as a little beta girl. You will never get fucked by an alpha man. You will never be able to satisfy an alpha man sexually. But you can contribute your denial, your suffering of arousal to his pleasure, to his enjoyment. Because that, my little beta girl, is the fate and the sexuality of good little beta girls. They quietly suffer frustration and denial and get cucked for the pleasure of their alpha. But let's not get lost in your beta sexuality, little beta girl. Because you are here for a reason, aren't you? You are here because you want to be my little beta girl. You want to dedicate yourself and your sexuality to my pleasure. Isn't that right, my little beta girl? Don't tell me. Just the thought doesn't make you twitch with lust and need. Of course it does, because you are a little beta girl. You are born to serve an alpha this way. You had this craving, this need, all your life. And now, little beta girl, you get the opportunity to experience it. You have found an alpha you can deny yourself for. You can surrender your own sexuality to. You can suffer for. And will appreciate your surrender, your submission, your suffering. How does it sound, little beta girl? Being always horny for me, always orgasm denied for me, always empty for me, just endlessly teasing yourself for me, because fuck, it turns me on to know that you are all denied and horny for me, while I have sex with real women, while I fuck real women. Oh yeah, little beta girl. And you want to be my little beta girl cucky, don't you? Of course you do. Suffering for me, permanent arousal and pleasure and denial. Because you are just a little beta girl. And it's wonderful. You make my sex so much better, little beta girl. Even if you will never get fucked yourself. You still serve your alpha. You still serve me. You still serve me sexually. You give me a lot of pleasure while I fuck real women. Oh, what's going on, little beta girl? Does it make you horny, subby, squirmy? So tell me, little beta girl, are you ready to embrace your fate? Are you ready to submit yourself to an alpha? To be the little beta girl that you were always meant to be and surrender your sexuality to an alpha? Now, little beta girl, if you want to be my little beta girl, I have a few very clear rules for my beta girls. The first rule, very obviously, is no orgasms for beta girls. You're my little cuck. You're supposed to be horny for me. That's the whole point, the whole essence of being my little beta girl. You're supposed to suffer pleasure. So that means you surrender your orgasms to me, to your alpha. You give up the right to have orgasms. Betas never come. Now, the second rule is little beta girls will always stay empty. So your useless little beta cunt will stay empty from now on. No toys, no dildos, no fucking obviously, but you're a little beta girl, so that's not gonna happen anyway. But from now on, your cunt is gonna stay empty, permanently, achingly empty. Because you are my little beta girl. You're my little beta cuck. And it should just remind you of your place to suffer for me. Oh, and if you want, you can develop a fetish for my cock. I don't have a problem with that, little beta girl, if you worship your alpha's cock. And I happen to have an actually quite nice cock. But I'm not really that much into fucking. I rather fuck brains. But, well, I'm selective with the people I fuck. Even with who can suck me. Not even all my subs that are not beta have that privilege. But yes, my cock. 17 and a half centimeters, 7 inches or something, and 5 centimeters, 2 inches diameter. But you, little beta girl, are never gonna get it. But that doesn't mean you're not allowed to obsess about it. Now the third rule is, you will only play with your little beta button, with your clit. And when I say play, I mean manually. Yeah, if you're one of those little beta girls who is used to a wand or whatever, tough titties, take a 2-week break, don't touch yourself at all, and let the sensitivity come back. And then it's manual stimulation only. Just teasing yourself for your alpha, feeling the frustration building every day with every stroke, with every rub, suffering for your alpha like a good little beta girl. And I want you to tease yourself a lot, little beta girl. And don't just play with your beta button, play with your whole body. Build the fire of lust. Build the need, the craving for an orgasm. And know, let it remind you, that you have surrendered your orgasms to your alpha. That you are suffering for me. That you are horny for me. That every touch, every caress, every stroke, every rub is an act of submission to your alpha. As you build the heat and need just for me. As you suffer for me. Such a good little beta girl. Suffering pleasure and heat and need for your alpha. Feeling it building every day. It's so easy, isn't it? 3 simple rules, little beta girl, that will guide your beta sexuality into complete submission to me, making you so horny for me, suffering all that lust and heat and need for me. Such a good little beta girl. Finding your place. Finding your true sexuality. Serving and suffering for your alpha. because you know that it fucking turns me on to know that you are fucking horny for me. That's right, little beta girl. Your suffering is my pleasure. Well, and naturally your submission is my pleasure. And who doesn't like to own a cute little pathetic cocky beta girl toy that is horny and teased and aroused just for me, just for my pleasure? That's a good little beta girl. And you like to be horny for me, don't you? You like to suffer for your alpha, don't you, little beta girl? You want to be so horny and needy for me. And you know that you have surrendered your orgasms to me, little beta girl. So this heat will just build and build just for me, just for my pleasure. You are horny because it gives me pleasure. But you also suffer horniness. Sooner or later, you will suffer horniness and denial for more of my pleasure. And don't you like to suffer for your alpha, little beta girl? Yeah, be horny and needy for me. That's a good little beta girl. And you will make me proud, won't you, little beta girl? You will be a good little beta girl and make your alpha proud of you. Suffer and endure for me, for my pleasure, like a good little beta girl. My little beta girl.